We're in the middle of counting the Omer, and it's also this week's parasha. So I'd like to talk a little bit about Sfiras HaOmer, the concept of counting, where first of all the Yontif of Shavuos is established on the basis of counting 49 days. The day of the month it falls on is irrelevant. If the month of Iyar has 30 days, then Shavuos is going to be a day earlier in Sivan. The month of Shavuos, the Yontif of Shavuos, is established by the counting of 49 days. And the 49 days, we're told, correspond to the 49 days that the Jews prepared themselves for Kabbalas HaTorah. So obviously that's what it's all about. 49 days from Yetzias Mitzrayim to Kabbalas HaTorah. I'd like to first speak about it in the more general sense and then get into some specifics. Days, short time, long time. The Pasuk lets us know that this is not just 49 days or 50 the way it's phrased, but it's also 7 weeks, which means that we're talking about a process that is divided into seven, and those sevens too are divided into seven. We're talking about a growth process, well organized. Seven sevens. Yeah, and suddenly everyone becomes a big Kabbalist. And after the counting of the Omer, you just look into your Siddur and it tells you exactly what you're doing. And obviously we don't know what we're talking about. And there's a famous story they tell back in Kotsk. Of all the different Hasidus, Kotsk was famous for being sharp. Sharp, piercing. Supposedly, the Kotsk Rebbe overhears one of his Hasidim one day saying everything that said after the Sfira. And then there's a little space where you're supposed to fill in exactly what sphera one is up to. And he hears this chassid stopping there and asking, where am I up to? And the Rebbe screams out in Yiddish, Schwanz, Shebe Schwanz, which literally means, Schwanz means a tail, but it's appropriately, a way of telling someone that he's a good for nothing. Where are you holding? You're holding nowhere. The fact that you read something out of your Siddur means that you're holding on all these different levels. The idea of Sfiras HaOmer to us, first of all, has to be appreciated in the general sense. So much of the detail is beyond us, certainly at this point. But the message in the general sense is a very powerful one. The message is that growth is not instantaneous, and growth calls for lots of planning and organization. Growth is a process. It's a process with a logic of its own. It has to be well thought through. There's an order to the growth process. In the case of preparing oneself for Kabbalas HaTorah, seven parts, each of which has seven parts, you can't skip, there are no shortcuts, you can't change the order. Growth is organized and necessarily so. It won't work otherwise. But what do you mean? People have grown in no time. People have made major changes from an incident. People often envy the different stories in the Gemara about people that live like degenerates, and then in one second they were kona olamo, as the Gemara puts it. They had one deep thought of charata, regret, and that they're told, took them straight into Olam Haba. And people say, yeah, I'm waiting for that one burst of inspiration. Not a single one of those people survived. They all died on the spot and went straight to Olam Haba. That's not a growth process. Had they lived on here, I don't know what they would have looked like. You want to really change? A burst of inspiration was instantaneous. It may last a little longer than one instant, but not too much. That's not wholesome. That's not stable. Real change is gradual and systematic. That is the underlying message of Sfiras HaOmer. It's before getting into any detail. It's that if you want to become a greater human being, it is not by way of a burst of inspiration. It is by way of lots of work and lots of thought and lots of time and consistency. I don't want to get too much into the symbolism, but if you got to count every day, if you can't miss a day, that means there's a need for consistency. If you miss a day, you're not part of that process anymore. Shavuos was determined by the rest of the Jewish people, not by you. It's so much easier to do a one-time great thing above and beyond what your own capabilities are. But that is not going to change you in a way that is permanent. It's not going to change you in a way that is healthy and real and wholesome. It's got to be a process. And consistency is so much more difficult than doing big things. It is so much easier to do the spectacular than it is to come in day after day and push yourself. And that's what the message of Sfir is. A gradual process that demands consistency. Getting into some detail. The process that the Jews went through included their days in the desert before Kriyas Yamsuf. It includes Kriyas Yamsuf and includes the days after that. Meaning their preparation for Kabbalas HaTorah, their 49 days, were not simply 49 days living in their sukkahs in the desert. They went through a lot. We're told that Kriyas Yamsuf gave the maidservant, the Shifcha Alayam, a glimpse of clarity that the greatest of the prophets didn't see. Yecheskel ben Buzi, who saw the Maisa Merkava, he saw something. It's presented like something of an image. He saw something that we can call a glimpse of the Creator. He gives us all sorts of details. The maidservant had more clarity than him. That sure sounds like a burst of inspiration. That was just one of the days there. That was one of the days. Based on what we say, it was in the week of Chesed. It was in the week of understanding Hashem's chesed. Hashem's loving kindness. The commentaries point out that in Oz Yashir, in the Shira the Jews said when after experiencing Kriyas Yamsuf, that although Oz Yashir includes so much of what was done to the Egyptians, together with the fact that we were saved, you'll find over and over that the name of Hashem that is used is the name Hashem, Yudkei Vavkei, which is the Midah of Chesed, as opposed to Elohim. And they say that the message is that for the first time the Jews understood that even something so harsh as drowning the Egyptians did not come about as the result of Hashem's judgment, but as a result of Hashem's chesed. It was chesed to the world, it was chesed to the Jews, it was chesed to reality. The Jews got an understanding of what loving kindness is all about. Loving kindness can sometimes mean drowning an army. Loving kindness doesn't mean you can't hurt a fly. It means a dedication to those who are right. It means taking care of their needs, even at the expense of hurting their enemies. It was a new insight into chesed, and it belongs in that first week. The fact that they saw with clarity that all of nature meant nothing. It was all divine providence. Hashem can call the shots at any given moment. Not a single law of nature means a thing. That was experiential and quick. And that was not permanent. On a certain level, even the spectacular Kabbalah HaTorah, the revelation at Sinai, even that, the spectacular, if anything, Hashoma Om, the Pasuk says, was there another nation that heard God speak? The spectacular. How long did that last? Those same people bow down to a golden calf. A month and a half later. That was the spectacular. The emuna, if you're talking the emuna, if you're talking that clarity of Hashem's existence, they got that at a very quick pace. That was not part of the process. The process of preparing themselves for Kabbalah HaTorah was not a process of working on emuna. It is primarily a process of working on themselves as people, understanding the midos of Hashem and applying them to themselves, wanting to be godlike in their behavior. So Kriyas Yamsuf was another step in that. The clarity of Kriyas Yamsuf was not, because that was not part of a process. That was abrupt, that was sudden. That was surreal. The wholesome process that is permanent, that made us the people of the Torah forever, that made us the Jews forever, that was the work they did. And the truth of the matter is that there's another process that we read about. It was a process that began with Avraham Avinu. He was chosen. Hashem tells him, your children will inherit the land. Yet it took generations. It took Yitzchak Avinu, it took Yaakov Avinu, it took the experience in Egypt for the development of the Jewish people. That's a process. interestingly enough, the process of Avraham Avinu began was the process of chesed. It began what Avraham Avinu did for the Jews. It was chesed. That first week of Sphira is chesed. Kriyas Yamsuf, the permanent message to the Jewish people, was an insight in chesed. And this, I guess, is the second message. You could never talk about a growth process where you're isolating yourselves in an ivory tower. Don't think you'll ever become great unless you care. The cornerstone, the foundation of any form of becoming great in the Jewish nation, in Klal Yisrael, the cornerstone is chesed. Doesn't make a difference where you want to get to. It begins with chesed. If your bein adam l'chavero isn't solid, if you're selfish, you will get nowhere. You're building on thin air. That's Aleph Beis. It's got to come first. There's an order to it. It's got to come first. You can't be holy. You can't be wise. Anything that we value, you will not attain any of that unless the process you are using begins with Bein Adam L'Chaveiro. You want to work on your davening. You want to really feel like you're talking Hashem to Hashem when you daven. So you want to map out what that's going to take. So you decide, yeah, I'll do it systematically. I'll take the different parts of Shmoneh Esrei and then I'll break them down into brachas. Isolate each one. I'll work on understanding that bracha. I'll work on feeling that bracha. Then comes the next one and the next one. When I'm done with one part of Shmoneh Esrei, really make sure I plateau for a while so I'm solid there, and then I can go on to the next. And it sounds great. It makes so much sense. It won't work. Before you open your siddur, what are your feelings for others? Do you care about anybody else? You don't? Forget growth. Because when growth is selfish, it is evil. It's not a growth process. Growth is only growth when it is to be shared. Becoming great is only greatness when it's to be shared, when it's to help others. Why do you want to daven better? Why? Because you want your prayers answered? Because you want to be holy? If you want to daven better because you see the state of the Jewish people and you realize we all need help, if only we'd know how to ask for it, we could help all of Klal Yisrael. I want to learn to daven so I can daven for everyone. I want to learn to daven so I can make it easier for others to learn to daven. Because when you experience something, you have what to tell others. You know the roadmap. You've been there. You know what it's like. You know the pitfalls. You know what doesn't work. Doesn't make a difference what you want to work on. It's got to begin with chesed. And the next step is gvura. Knowing that there are rules, and rules have to be adhered to, and the alternative is failure. There's no way out. The realities established by Hashem are realities. There's no way out. His laws, not the laws of nature. Chesed shows that there are no boundaries. Chesed taught us that there are no laws of nature. But there are other laws. That the seas were created knowing that when the Jews will be pursued, they've got to split for the Jews and bury the Egyptians alive. Those are the laws of nature. The laws of nature are that the lo sases, the negative commandments, those acts are destructive. Gevura is tuning into the reality, living by it, knowing that that's reality, not bending. That's the next step. That means inspiration is important. But it can't end with inspiration. There are rules. We'll go for one more step. Teferis, which is Torah. There may be little tricks here and there, but ultimately, the way you grow is by recognizing that something's true. The way you get yourself to do something is by getting into your insides that this is right. It's not only practical, but it's right. And I know it's right, and I feel it's right. Without being concerned, without being disciplined, and without an understanding and appreciation of truth. No process is a process. This is the system for growing. This is the system for becoming whatever it is that you're looking for. The preparation for Kabbalah HaTorah, for the human mind to be able to absorb godly truth. The building of the human being is a Tzelem Elohim. The building of the human being as having divine intelligence and incorporating that into his lifestyle. That's the most difficult of all. And that involves a process. And the process begins with being concerned, developing discipline, and appreciating truth. And understanding that it's got to be well planned and above all must be consistent.